This is part two with a crazy walk with River, who, by the way, is panting because we're probably talking about walking and mentioning names of streets. You are a silly dog. He's sitting here on the couch, panting his full head off. Okay, before I lose my momentum and get cut off again, because I can't shut up, here we go. Yeah, after we get through the puddle area, if your feet didn't get wet, which my feet always do, we go back to more leaves. And these things must be in big, huge, feet-long piles up knee-high. And I think they must be like 2 feet wide. I don't understand why the neighbors put all of the stupid leaves out into the street for days on end instead of, can't you just put them into your yard debris bucket? Isn't that what it's for? But there's so many leaves and twigs, and it's just like, wow, really? Where did all those come from? I didn't know we had so many trees. But yeah, it's a real interesting walk, so not quite like spring and summer where it's nice and clean and the only thing you have to worry about is garbage cans and cars. But yeah, that's a definite adventure. It's not my idea of a good walk at all, but we take River walking when it's not absolutely deluging outside. We go whether it's raining a little bit or sun is shining or whatever, but sorry, I ain't going in snow and ice. Well, that'll about do us, and woohoo! I made it before the end of this dumb timing thing was up. 3 minutes just isn't enough for this kid, but I don't know about paying for much. I'll see. Everybody have a good day.